This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it's me, and I'm in there with Sneaky Pete, and it's me and it's Sneaky Pete, and it's
I love Sneaky Pete's story.
It's yes, Gio, Sneaky Pete and Cromo and Cromo. Pippa
Middleton,
and we're making people. A flag. We're starting on country flag first. Mm-hmm. And it's not going well.
Square.
Well.
Yeah.
Now you're basically here with us.
Yeah.
Because I'm going, everybody else flags, basically.
Almost.
Square light. Mm-hmm. Remind me again. Mm-hmm. Every square is a
rectangle.
But every
rectangle is a shape.
Square. Yeah. So I'm going, let's make the flag like fucked up.
Right.
Curly Q's. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Make it look like an animal.
Yes.
What if it's an animal?
Uh-huh. Curly Q's.
Curly Q's. Well, because it could be...
like a monster, like how you're always drawing monsters.
Well,
like,
yeah. I'm always creating creatures. Well, I'm a little bit like... who's spooky director?
Tim Burton.
Yes. My mind is a portal to a fantasy world where creatures reign supreme and could grab you, eat you, anything.
I'm sorry. Is there a more interesting story
What's on your phone? What's on the phone?
Oh, I thought this was part of the I'm not supposed to pay attention to, and then you kind of
he's talking about how his mind is a freaking fantasy world full of creatures and monsters. It's like...
You may want to know, and you supposedly are
part of a creative field, and you supposedly have to use your imagination for your work.
That doesn't connect for you at all.
You are supposed to
be listening
in.
To this part.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
When we throw to you,
yes,
you immediately must be ready.
Yeah. No, I'm ready.
We're not gonna have dead air on the fucking show.
I'm ready when you throw to me.
Yeah.
And this is all sort of in response. We are trying to get it right this time because you, of course, did the show 3 years ago, supposedly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The tree falls in the forest and does brutal numbers.
Interesting. Yeah.
Did anybody ever do the podcast?
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That old Zen Cohen.
Got it.
Zenzy Cohen.
Got it. Are you suggesting to me that my episode of your podcast... Oh,
please don't blow by... Zenzy Cohen.
Was low rated? Was that the
worst
rated
episode?
Is a strong word.
What was the strong word?
Rated.
I would say
you don't necessarily say
lowly rated is a little too high. I would say it was highly listened to.
So that's right. So what happens there? You guys do
we
the
get
podcast.
Sat down.
You got sat down.
Yes.
What's that meeting?
We get called in.
Right.
Guys. Yeah. Can I steal you for just a minute? Can we just have a quick conversation?
We brought you in here because we thought you knew more famous people.
Yes. And so we're like, this is like episode, we're not bringing Jared in for like episode freaking two.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is in like the 150s.
Right.
It should be okay. We should get one of these.
Right.
Right.
But it turns out the other ones are also not doing
You still well. Got in yeah. trouble.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. It's interesting. You would think... it would be less dramatic for an episode to crater numbers wise because the show itself was not doing great in the first place, but it actually made them even more pissed.
Interesting.
So
bringing down a low average.
What's the solution? And this is Hollywood Handbook. Mm. If you're listening to this, of course you already know that you're not coming for Jared.
Insider's Guide.
To the it's Hollywood
to
Handbook.
Hollywood.
Yes.
So
Jared Paul is back.
Jared Paul's here, and we have, and as part of the negotiation to bring Jared back, we of course needed a second guest. Earwolf would not approve us doing a show with just Jared again.
Right.
So
of course,
in order to sort of buoy the numbers, we have author, comedian, provocateur, Julius Goldie Shaw.
Enfant terrible.
And this does it.
And we're throwing to
but this,
Goldie now.
But this adds to the...
And what we just did was introduce Goldie, so he'll talk.
Throw to Goldie.
And I would say it does
questions
add,
after.
What's the follower count these days?
Oh, it's going down.
Okay.
But it's only 159,000.
159,000. Yeah. And Jared,
it's
you are
going down,
mid-20s.
159,000.
Well, on Twitter, right?
Yes.
No one on goes Twitter. On Twitter anymore.
That's
do they?
Certainly clear for your feed. That's yeah. definitely the truth.
I don't realize that. I don't think Twitter is a thing in our culture, is it?
I still don't feel as though I've been properly introduced.
Wait, yes, I think that's true. You left off on provocateur.
Provocateur, enfant terrible.
Yeah.
I said author.
Right.
I said comedian.
Sure.
I said.
Wrote a book.
That's right.
Showrunner,
kind of
book writer. Yeah.
Right. But I was brought here. I thought this was going to be a panel.
Showrunners
like,
panel.
Right. And then
we should do that. Let's do that.
It's a podcast.
Showrunners panel.
And not, yes. there's no audience.
You thought it was Paley Fest.
Yeah.
But if it's a showrunners panel, Sean, I'm not sure.
I host this show.
What's that?
I host the show.
He's
my
running,
podcast.
Effectively running.
Oh, so this
show.
Is the show that you run?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm a showrunner for Hollywood Handbook, the podcast.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How's that?
Not good.
How's that working out?
Not good.
No?
Not good. Last year was another down year for us.
Oh.
It's yeah. just hard to really sell my followers that, like, this is what they should be doing now.
So you know,
for me to leverage my brand in this way already seems
I appreciate
like
the implication that you are going to tweet about this.
Well, I mean, it's in the drafts, but whether it gets sent or
not. It's already in the drafts. Okay, yeah. Wow. Is there a bit? Like, are you doing like a little bit as part of the promotion or just straight up?
Self-deprecating? Are we the target or are you the target of the tweet?
I think it might just be a casual like, hey guys, check it out. I did this, but maybe like a month after the fact.
That would be a little second bump for us.
Right.
Little lead time.
Would
yeah.
be great. That would be really nice. Jared, I'm looking at your most recent non-reply post, Twitter
Wait,
post.
You're okay.
And I'm seeing zero retweets or likes and one reply that is negative.
Okay.
When you say that you don't think Twitter is a thing, are you more exclusively going off Instagram?
Because
I'll look up your.
I really don't partake in the social media of it all.
Followers.
Okay.
And if I used to. You guys know that.
Yes.
You built this show off of it. Mm-hmm. I you know, I do it as a you know.
Yeah.
I don't
when
really.
When inspiration strikes.
When inspiration mm-hmm. strikes, I, mm-hmm. you know. But here's the thing about me. And you guys are all about followers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's following mm-hmm. your posts.
Right.
I do my posts for one person. And that's me.
Okay. Yeah. So I did go to your Instagram.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know that you're talking.
Okay. I'm just saying this post that you're going to read, it's for me. It's not for anyone else.
So I did go to
and
Instagram.
And they seem to understand that.
But yeah. Oh, no, they do. And that's part of.
You guys are on the same page.
Yeah, that's part of my audience knows it. So they don't like things on purpose. Yeah.
This isn't about likes, but you're being modest because it's not just for you because there is a comment on this post and it says.
Mm.
Jared, I work for Eddie and absolutely adore your mom.
This is a great follower. This is a great response on my.
I always thought Eddie was just bragging out of sentimental obligation, but damn, dude, I am legit excited to check out your work. As a friend of theirs, I'm already proud of you. You go, not Glenn Coco.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a comedy fan.
Yeah.
Also a fan of your mom.
Yes. A big fan of my mom.
So when you say it's just for you,
well, it's
that,
just for
that's
me.
Sort of rude then to the Shannonator.
It's just
who
for
left
me.
This comment.
It's just for me, and it's for those people.
Yeah,
it's for Eddie's friends. It's for my mom's friends.
Can we return to this? Is of course the showrunners panel. We do want to return to Goldie, who sure. has a book.
That's right.
Do you want to hold it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people can see it. Yes. It's called So You're Going Bald. It's the first ever manual for the 40 million bald and balding men in the United States, of which I am one.
Mm-hmm.
I notice I'm the only one here bald.
Jared's wearing a hat.
I would kill for what he has.
It was suggested that I wear a hat by some people online when we did the one live feed episode where they had a camera angle at the top of my head.
Yeah.
Did and anyone it was suggested
say
that
they
I should
love
get
your
a
mom
hat.
Or?
That hasn't come up at present.
Okay.
But I am ready for it. A lot of the comments I'm getting on my thing are from direct fans of my shit and not necessarily from people who work with a friend of my mom.
It seems like the book would be a great gift for
bald,
like a funny dad.
Dads. I mean, it's if your dad, you know, comes to you for reading material for toilet stuff, it's just perfect. You know, the chapters are short. There's not a word longer than three syllables in the whole thing.
It's in the humor section at Barnes & Noble?
Well, it's in the new releases, so like...
You okay.
know, it's with
but it's like got, that guy, but it's got Preet, designs on the
Preet
humor
Bahariba.
Section. Mm-hmm.
It's with him. He and I are both new authors.
Your book is next to Preet Bahariba.
That's right. And we're both held in similar esteem throughout the country.
Wow.
Yeah, we're both authors.
Does it offer advice to those losing their hair at a younger?
A ton.
Yeah.
Well, I got a toupee. I discussed
you did.
That.
Yeah, right. How old were you when you started losing your
I mean, if you'd even made it to chapter two of the book, there's a chapter called I Went Bald on 9/11.
Got it.
So, you know, my birthday is publicly available information and people
Got
can
it.
Calculate.
So the book is available now for people to read. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I mean, they could go into a store.
I could go into a store and
right.
just buy the book and read it.
Next to the giant Preet Bahariba display.
Got it. I didn't realize that. I thought you were bringing it here.
I brought it here because I figured I would gift it to whoever was nicest to me on this podcast.
Got it.
I already have one. So.
Right. That was a desperate move on my part after you cornered me at Trader Joe's.
Just came through the mail slot one day.
That's right. There was $5 on your stoop also, which I deposited in the mail slot.
That was for you to pay for the book. We have to do showrunner panel.
We must.
We are at an inflection point in this industry. We are deciding the future of being a writer at this moment. We're deciding. None of us. We all fired our agents.
Everyone had to. We all in this room stand with the WGA. With some reservations.
Yes.
Where do we go from?
None of us changing our profile picture necessarily.
Well, it's tonight at midnight, is it not?
I think it was last
night.
Last night. Oh, anyway.
And the timing's not necessarily important.
Well, I was gathering that letter together. I didn't realize.
The form letter?
Yeah, that form letter just
You're gathering it together. It's only one page.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, but
online.
I was gathering.
There's
nothing
to gather.
I was gathering it together to... I went and printed it.
I was trying to think of the perfect P.S. for the letter. Like P.S. happy birthday, P.S.
Right.
You know.
Something nice.
Right.
Take
to
a little
take the
of sting
yes. out mm-hmm. and they'll, you know.
Because we're all people.
Right.
We're all
like,
still
imagine
people.
Getting that letter and having no P.S. And it's like, did the previous 15 years happen?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is crazy to think about. And for my agent to get a letter from me is unusual. We don't usually send letters, do we, guys?
No,
no.
That's something I don't think people realize, that it's going to be weird
right.
to get a letter from me.
I don't even like, know if they yeah. are looking for, are they checking their mail?
Well, I feel like
I don't
now,
know if they get my correspondence at all.
A good gift for any agent would be a letter opener.
Yeah,
because you know, most people don't tend to have those younger people in their 30s, alpha types. And it's like, here's a monogrammed letter opener because you're going to be opening these letters.
And could it look like a fun sword or something like that, Goldie?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this show is, of course, a UTA package. This is existing business. This is all...
This will continue to function as always. This show has been a UTA package. It has all the trademarks of a UTA package. Mm-hmm. And we've got all the moves, obviously. And we've said this on an episode that isn't released yet. But if you think that you can make a show of this quality without the stewardship of Susie Fox, etc., good luck to you.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
You mean without the package?
Without the package.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's the brave new world.
Without the steady hand at the till.
Well, I think what the WGA is suggesting is that Susie Fox could do this without the package.
She could do the show. This show.
She could put together this show without the package and just take 10% from everybody. That's what the argument is, I think.
Okay, let me back up. She's planning one of her marquee clients in Davenport.
Yeah.
Thank you for using my agent.
Right.
I don't know my agent's name. I don't know my agent's name. She's planning one of her marquee clients, Hayes Davenport, into this show.
Yeah.
And she gets what? Just 10% of the dough?
10%.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a big enough piece of the pie.
I hear you.
Especially since
there is no pie.
There is a pie. It's just instead it is the same pie as last year.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 What does the agreement say about podcasts, the 40-year-old agreement that ran out last night? Where it must have some stipulation.
See, this is what I'm worried about now that we're opening this up.
Right.
That podcast.
No one anticipated podcasts. It's kind of blown up the whole business model that guys are making so much from this. And it's like
the flagrant ones is making everyone shiver in their boots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hashtag the
there's so ones. Much podcast money. And it's like, how do we divide this in an equitable way? It's a great problem to have.
Oh, sure. First really world is. Problems. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have the solution. You guys are looking at me like I came.
Oh, you're just asking the question.
I my followers will probably start tweeting out really creative solutions that we could then read on a later, more highly rated podcast. Once it gets around that this was what we're doing, took the followers' feedback. Yeah. We then amplified the followers' feedback, so they in turn became signal boosters and could host their own.
And they get followers.
That's right. And this power of virality that creates a more and more pie. It's a pie factory. And then how do we split it? We don't know.
Mm.
I can't even imagine how enraged my followers are going to get from this.
Well, it's not about you yet again.
And imagine they will soon be having a conversation in person with your mom.
Yeah.
They could even tell her.
Yeah.
They're going to tell Eddie.
Yeah.
Who knows
what Eddie's going to do.
Yeah. Eddie's potentially unstable.
Yeah.
We have to navigate this brave new world. We do need agents to...
In the interim,
I'm not going to receive a phone call offering myself a job. I'm certainly not. I'm not in the business of doing that. I need someone else to take that call for me and then tell me about it. So this is the plan. We all have to help each other. We have to hold each other up now. And it's not just a guild and like a shared industry we're a part of. It is a brotherhood and increasingly a sisterhood. So we need to support each other and become each other's agents.
Yes. And so I would like to pitch myself to be one of your agents.
Opt out of that.
You haven't heard.
Okay.
I have my attorney who's handling everything, so I'll listen to it. But I can't guarantee that. Like, I'm really not going to act on it today.
I'm willing to sign the code of conduct, and let me say what I will do.
Okay.
Every 18 weeks, I will call you. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Just checking in.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I think this
all
works.
All right. Well, we're tracking some stuff for you right now. Just wanted to keep you posted. Have you heard of this show, Banana Man?
I don't watch anything because I actually work in this industry. So can
all right. Well, it's
it.
Well, you wouldn't be watching this. It's coming up. HBO's trying to develop it with Diablo Cody and Will Ferrell.
It is animated, right?
It's animated.
They
and
tend to be.
It's animated and it sucks. So what I'm gonna do is if you're cool, I'm gonna submit you for this. And I was wondering, do you have a script you want me to send or anything? I don't have anything on file here.
I'm so confident in everything I'm done. Just send my resume, and you know, Making History will be on that. Cristela will be on that. The Late Late Show. Nah. Oh, The Grinder will be on that.
I don't know.
Does it just say The Late Late Show, or does it say The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn? I mean, you are sort of obligated to write out.
I write The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, then I write The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, parentheses, fired.
Fired.
I got fired in Scottish.
Fired by Craig personally, though.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's
too
bad.
No.
They send that down the chain.
Yeah. And, you know, it stings as bad as it did. But as my new agent, I feel like maybe you can call them up and let them know I was really offended by
that.
Well,
we haven't figured out who is whose agent. So, like,
well,
Sean,
that's why
just
I was
being...
I was just pitching myself to go, hey, does anybody want to take me up on this? Then maybe I go agent hunting.
Let's see how you do the Late Late Show thing where you tell them how unhappy I am. And then if that works, I'll look into Banana Man, certainly.
Yeah.
And now I am
I can't stress enough. I just have really a drawing to go off of here. Mm. I can send you. It's a rough drawing. I think there is a newer version of the drawing.
Wait, is this like that Johnny Bananas drawing they had on Entourage? Is it that good?
No. Oh. But I think there is a newer version. I have the original one. It's rough. But you can get a sense of what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
The drawing also got wet.
The drawing, and it's my fault. I put a sprite down on it and I did knock the sprite over.
So is Diablo going to be day to day on this, or is this just she supervising
she's
me? Am I supervising
involved.
Her?
She is not. She dropped out.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got emailed.
I'm a little more interested.
She's out.
Then.
And Will's out as well.
Okay. I'm still interested. And
all right, I'll forward you the drawing and just get back to me.
Yeah, I do have a personal connection with Craig Ferguson. I can run it by him.
Perfect. I'm going to be Goldie's agent.
I don't appreciate that just being like decided just because you like got on the phone and offered him a job. I
well,
do want to know
happen.
What the terms of this deal are. First of all, does your agent like is the book a separate thing?
Yeah, I retain all rights to the book, which are potentially very, very, very lucrative.
That's old business.
That's old, but not if it gets optioned. Has it been optioned yet?
It hasn't been optioned, but there's been a lot of interest from a lot.
Sequel
of
to Wild Hogs,
people.
Bald Hogs.
We weren't supposed to talk about that, and I thought that was clear.
That's interesting.
On the text chain, but
you don't want to talk. Okay, you don't want to talk about right. Bald Hogs.
I don't have an agent,
Bald Hogs.
Bald
right.
Hogs.
We could sell that quickly.
No, it is being sold quickly, but I don't have an agent to, you know, create the bidding war for Bald Hogs that obviously
bald
it deserves.
Managers
hogs.
Can...
I don't have a manager.
Oh, well, that's the...
Right. I have a book and the idea of Bald Hogs and maybe a gig on Banana Man that's pending.
Yeah, you want me to put in a call to Tobolowsky? I also represent him.
Well, like I'm
he was in Wild Hogs, so he knows the landscape. He's a bald hog.
Yeah, Steve? And he was in Groundhog's Day. He's one of the groundhogs, and he is a bald.
Okay.
So he was effectively a bald hog.
He is very bald.
Mm-hmm.
Before this goes anywhere, I am, to my understanding, is my agent first position on Banana Man. So I don't know that I can carve out Bald Hogs.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay.
But if I am providing Steve for the project as well, I do not just want the traditional 10%. I'm bringing so much at this point that I do think I am an active producer.
Well, it's becoming sort of.
This is where it gets a little sketchy.
What are you talking about?
This is where I feel like it goes into weirdness, no?
In what way?
Well, you did bring Steve. I would call that like a package or something where it's the elements.
Yeah, it's a packageable element.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you take a fee?
Well, he's just, you know, offload your commission.
I mean, obviously, he's going to be acting in it as well.
I mean, I'll talk to studio.
But honestly, you know, what if you didn't take commission? And you just took a fee.
Okay, separately. Well, that's good for you because you're not having to pay
anymore. That is good for you.
Right.
So you just take a fee from the studio.
Yeah, shit. I mean, the studio's paying me instead of you.
And all that happens is like...
What's wrong with that?
Is like the budget is less, so it's worse. Like, that's a problem for me.
Oh, yeah. It's already money's not going to go on screen.
So
yeah.
Who cares? Right. Like, I'm supposed to care how good it is?
Yeah.
In this scenario?
Well, it already sucks shit.
But I don't own it. So, like, I'm supposed to care how good something I
mean,
I don't
it's borderline
own it.
Banana yeah, right. Man territory.
So, one thing we should point out is that one of the Wild Hogs is William H. Macy, so the movie will have to be filmed in jail.
But the hogs, their mischief could easily land on them.
Oh, God. Yeah. Right. Are you kidding? It's amazing that they...
You could open on him in jail.
Spent the first movie's out of jail. Yes.
How'd you get here?
You have to.
How'd you get... What was his character's name? I don't know. Bill. How'd you get here, Bill?
Mm-hmm. In the fiction of the show,
right.
It does have to be like riding a motorcycle.
Right. Well, his character was like a computery guy, so it's like I hacked into the system.
Yeah, but then he becomes like very tough and stuff. Well, he punches out a guy.
He beats up all those Del Fuegos, right? And then,
yeah,
you know, the retribution for the Del Fuegos not letting them have a drink there is like they get their bar blown up and their bikes destroyed, and that's we're supposed to. Be on the other guy's side.
Jared?
Yeah.
Right. Listen,
yeah.
Would you like to be my agent? Would you like to be agent?
I was just honestly thinking about I had a meeting about Wild Hogs 2 and I was trying to figure out the take on it.
Ah, yes. What was your angle?
I forget what it was, but they came back together somehow and...
Yeah.
I forget, but...
Well, I mean, maybe that's that they calmed down.
Maybe. Maybe they just said, you know what, guys? I don't want to be...
So wild. Yeah.
You want Jared to be your agent.
I think he knows a lot of people.
Do you have
if
any
he could get me in touch with Eddie?
And Eddie's
me,
friend.
Eddie, and his mom are breaking bread together,
right.
Cooking up ideas, throwing it against the wall, seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know.
You never know.
That sounds like the kind of familial environment I've been looking to
sounds
find in this business.
Sounds grounded.
Because showbiz is a surrogate family for me.
Here's the thing. Eddie Steinfeld is looking to get into producing.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
I see the show.
You know, he knows the nothing show, about producing.
The show could be called Steinfeld.
But he's looking to get into producing. And, you know, yeah, I could put in a good word and say, here's a guy, hasn't done much.
No.
He has a, you know.
Podcast.
But a podcast,
yeah,
and so an idea.
Yeah, well, sure.
Ish.
Okay.
And he could pitch it to you. Now, Eddie won't know what a pitch is.
And that's not, I'm not about the.
But that's okay. We can explain it to him.
It's not about vocab.
We tell Eddie it's the idea for the show. And he goes, okay, what's a show?
Well, Eddie understands the power of holding all the cards.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, which he is.
Absolutely.
Because Sean is pitching him.
Yeah.
So Eddie.
Like, yeah.
You get to better impress Eddie, who doesn't know what a pitch is.
Yeah.
So you have to, within the pitch, and you can't go in going, Eddie, you don't know what a pitch is. You're a fucking idiot. You have
to make
him think he knows what a pitch is.
Yeah.
And then make him think it was his idea, then give him the pitch, knowing he holds all the cards and get the right decision.
Yeah.
And you also have to fly to, so where does he live? Somewhere else.
Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's nice. Not even a flight.
It's really nice. It's got a great spot there.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oyster.
What?
Oyster.
Yeah. I mean.
Eddie likes oysters or?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know much about what he likes. That's the thing. I don't know if he's the right producer for you.
Well, but wait. But
he's a producer.
Yeah. It's one option that's out there and you have a direct connection to him.
I have a very direct connection with him on my social media, as you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
And my agent now is really doing some work.
Yeah?
Jared, I'm exploring becoming your agent.
Oh, okay.
What do we have going on?
Wow, I love seeing
What this. Do we have going on?
Yeah.
Oh, God. If you don't know that answer, I don't know if I want you to be my agent.
Or do
it's,
you?
It's weird when my agent goes, "What do you have going on?"
Well, I mean, I'm exploring a relationship and also giving you the opportunity to plug your fucking show.
Right, but it would have been nice if you said,
"I
you
know love what? Your.
Let's I move love on. What's I going love on. Show. I love what you have going
I
on.
I want to be your agent. It's his first day.
I'm just happy to move on.
It is his first day doing
I'm
this.
So sorry, and I think we should skip the whole subject right. and just move on to Goldie. Okay, so you, Jared, what? Is your Sean's agent.
Well, I have a
and
take.
I'm Goldie's agent.
You're Goldie's agent.
Right. Here's my question to you. Here's
I
my
have Goldie take.
Can I ask
agent.
A question? What would you do for me as my agent?
Okay.
Wow, I should have asked this.
Your acting work.
Yes? No.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, what would you
do? We're giving up.
What would you do?
Yeah. Well, you play a creepy pervert in your own show, right?
I do play a creepy pervert
first
in my own
order
show.
Of business.
Do you have any creepy pervert stuff?
Can Hayes get you that gig, and you should be commissioning as his agent when he appears on his show? That's an additional revenue stream that I feel you owe to Hayes if he's your agent.
Yeah, interesting.
That when he's appearing on his own show.
Right. It's almost like a way for you to generate a pie like we were talking about earlier.
Right.
You send him out in the world to create these things, 10%. Put him on these things, another 10%.
I know, but then I
put
feel
him
like
on
I'm,
a wig, another different character, another 10%.
How would you sell me? I want to hear the sale.
Okay.
You're on the phone. Can we do this? Do we have time
yeah.
for this?
I've got all the time in
He's
the world
on the
for
phone.
This. Your career is so important to me.
Okay. He's on the phone.
Yes.
With let's say
Dennis
Thorne.
Quaid.
He's on the phone with Thorne. Michael Thorne.
Michael Thorne.
Runs Fox. Right?
Yes.
The
which
network.
Is which is maybe still doing shows.
Right. Maybe.
So that,
we'll see.
That could be huge.
So you're on the phone with Michael Thorne. What do you say?
Okay. You know Rick Glassman, the guy? He was one of the guys in
He's
Undateable.
An undateable. One of the Undateable guys.
He wore glasses.
Right.
Rick Glassman.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was him, Funchess.
Yeah.
D'Elia, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brent Morin.
Yeah.
But the one I'm thinking of is Rick Glassman.
Okay, Rick Glassman.
Just add about a gallon of water to what Rick Glassman's energy. Just water it down.
Water it down with
like about a gallon.
Yeah.
Glassman half full.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I give you Jared Ball.
You're telling me that Jared. That
so it's if Rick Glassman got caught in like a hurricane.
You're telling me that I'm a half glass Rick Glassman?
Yes. If you took the glass of water the glass of really like hot cold brew, which is effectively coffee.
Yeah,
that is Rick Glassman.
Right.
A little too strong for some people.
A little too strong
for some shows,
right?
Especially like network. Now, you know, he's more of a cable energy, and that's part of why Undateable didn't work. You're taking
that's the only reason
a gallon of water and adding it to a cup of coffee.
But right. Are we saying he's dateable?
Yeah, and so this is the thing. He's a little more this is someone that you can bring home
totally
to,
accessible.
To his own mom.
Well, because you don't feel like shit when you're watching him. You go like, yeah, he's doing that. I must be doing all right.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure
Thorne buys this.
But
is
if
the
Rick
question.
Glassman, I think you're onto something. But I think it's like if Rick Glassman went through some sort of tragedy, and I don't know what it is—a natural disaster, but something.
Yeah,
and just
like a hurricane,
seemed, like a hurricane. But
just
yeah.
to bring it back to my last show, and your guys.
This is going to be your last
show.
Well,
no,
I've heard rumors about this.
The show of not getting listeners. Is it because we talk about Rick Glassman?
Oh,
I thought
you were talking about Huge and France being your last.
No,
show.
No.
Do you not know that people are saying that?
Is Rick Glassman the problem?
In terms of
the ratings from, you know what I mean, this show, last show.
You think people are not tuning in, like they're not pressing the download.
But I also told you I'm bringing the followers, so
why are we stressing
over Rick Glassman? he may have followers who are now, by this point, really intrigued because
that's true.
The amount of Rick Glassman content you know, in the podcast world, as far as I know, and I'm just, this is so fresh to me. It all came as a surprise. This is where this is going. Again, I thought it was a panel.
Showrunner's panel.
Right. So for now, this is like just a gold mine for all the Undateable fans.
Right. Okay.
That's been off the air now, and they're craving content. And I think this is part of the pitch to Michael Thorne, that there were these fans of Undateable who we discovered through this podcast because Rick Glassman's name came up in reference to Jared Paul, who can now bring you this cheaper version of Rick Glassman without all the baggage of Rick Glassman.
Which
was legendary.
That's a pitch.
Right, which is why
That's an agent.
And that's a pitch. And Goldie has now become Jared's agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so, that was a competitive situation.
Yeah. And the person in this room who doesn't have an agent.
Well, because I'm Goldie's agent and Goldie's Jared's agent.
No, I've done the math. And so I think
what's happening is I am your agent, Hayes.
But Jared, you're also Sean's agent.
You're my agent.
I'm feeling underrepresented in that situation.
I said I was Sean's.
Where only Sean is representing.
Well, if he has two agents, then I feel like maybe I need a manager.
No, he is being. He does not have two agents.
Which now it's feeling like you're spread a little thin.
He has two clients.
I didn't realize I was your agent already. I was.
I can't have you representing both sides of this podcast deal.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be negotiating against yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to pitch myself to Thorne.
Okay.
To be his agent.
Right. Because it's like he needs some sort of filter as to what gets to him, you know, because it's like obviously this Glassman Light thing is a high quality thing that like needs to cut through the noise. And I'm concerned that due to the newness of our business that we might not be taken seriously. And do you understand what I'm saying? It's a way to get prioritized due to the quality. Like people don't recognize our brand. So they don't realize how high quality our stuff is. And so for Michael Thorne, like to make this decision, he needs someone on his side who's looking at the whole landscape to go, this is a cool new thing that's about to take off. You can be in on it. You know, let me set you up.
And you want people to say that about you.
Right. Because I'm bringing high quality material and I'm not quite known enough to be on his radar as an agent yet. But if I'm the writer, the showrunner who became an agent, mm-hmm. I think that's a really compelling pitch.
Now, I just want to double back to Jared feeling like bringing up Rick Glassman was an issue with the show when he brought up Michael Thorne.
Uh-huh. Michael Thorne.
What's the thinking here?
Michael Thorne is the president of a network.
Mm-hmm.
No? That's
and this goes to your not paying attention to like followers philosophy.
I guess not. I guess I'm not a big. I'm sorry that I don't. I'm not jumping into the whole followers thing.
Social media is not real life.
I feel like social media is going away,
and
it's so obviously almost like done.
Well, as your agent now, I'm now feeling like Eddie is getting lost in the mix here and that maybe this is part of the solution is we bring Eddie to give Sean's pitch to Michael Thorne.
Drive him
with
down.
You attached. I think I'm packaging. I'm not sure. But I'm feeling like I don't want commission from any of you guys anymore. I love you guys.
That's great.
And that I will just take, you know, a percentage of, because I'm representing Thorne as well. So really, I can just wrap up this whole deal. I think I'm representing, in that scenario, everyone. Great. And it just like, that frees you guys up to do what you do, which is this.
I mean, to me, this sounds pretty appealing.
Yeah, it does. And
why am I paying this guy? He loves me.
What does Goodman think of all this, though? Like, if we could get him to call in, that would be
the
great.
The guild president, David A. Goodman.
Should we call the guild president?
Do you have
Goodman?
A call-in situation?
Yeah, we have. Ryan, can we set that up? Yeah, let's call him right now.
Let's call guild president David Goodman.
I think call David Goodman self.
But whose number is going to show up on his phone when he's called?
Mm-hmm.
You can use mine.
We can use yours? Okay,
Jared,
great.
You're going to give him a ring?
You can use mine.
Okay, great.
Well, just do it.
You can put him on speaker and just hold it up to the mic. Yeah.
Just hold it up to the mic?
And so what are we going to ask?
We'll see what happens.
We're going to ask if it is okay if we are all of each other's agents.
Yes.
Let's see what happens. I'll hold it up to the mic.
Yes.
In the event that it is okay.
Hey, guys. So this is the part of the podcast where we called the president of the Writers Guild.
And he answered.
David Goodman. And he did answer. And we had a great conversation.
We talked to him for about 10 minutes. It was very funny.
And he sort of explained what was going on with the guild stuff. I thought it was very informative.
Yes.
And then he told us that he does not want to be on a podcast joking about this thing. That
it's a very serious matter. Well, he said he doesn't want it to seem like he's joking about it. He was pretty. He wasn't really joking about it. Even when we talked to him, he insisted on dryly explaining all of the points of the guild, but.
But we were being very
funny. We were being really funny, and unfortunately, we do have to cut out our funny jokes.
Because I guess, yeah, he like to me, all this stuff is a joke. Really, all of life is.
One of the jokes, I'll say one of Hayes' jokes, which is David Goodman said to him, "You're putting me in a very uncomfortable position." And Hayes said, "Likewise."
Thank you so much. And I'll say one of your funny jokes. Which was, he said, "When is this episode coming out that's going to end my career as guild president?" And Sean said, "Oh, we're doing that." I think that was the phrasing, but it was.
Well, I don't think he said as guild president.
I thought he did.
I thought he said that's going to end my career.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin, my joke was that him going up against the agencies was in fact what was ending his career.
Yep. So we said a lot of really funny stuff, but at least you got to hear a little piece of it because we supported each other by telling each other's jokes. Now back to the show.
Well, is this an interesting point? Is this accidentally the most informative episode we've ever done?
It has to be, and it feels very intentional that we did this. It feels like a great contribution to the news.
It was a very good, very good panel, I thought.
Yeah, it was a great panel.
Great showrunner.
It was a really good episode. Chelsea, thank you for being here.
Chelsea, you want to say anything to the people who are listening?
Thanking them.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
I just want to give a shout out to my followers.
That's really nice.
Thanks. Wow, they're gonna be juiced.
Hey, and here I am saying, hey, thanks for the shout out because I am following.
And I've been following for a while, and I'd like to also say, hey, thank you for acknowledging me.
Yeah,
and I'm just at replying both of you. No problem, guys.
Nice.
Okay.
That'll get me a lot of attention.
And I'm quote tweeting that, and I'm going, whoa, one of my heroes.
Yeah, right.
And thank you, Chef Kevin. What are we looking at? What did we just X out of on your phone?
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. My friend Kelly's going on this road trip right now, and she's posting the whole thing on Instagram. It's pretty funny.
The whole thing.
Funny road trip. Very funny.
Does she have reps?
No.
I'll get her info after this.
Well, please do buy the book So You're Going Bald by Julia Sharp, and Huge in France is on Netflix right now. I am binging this thing.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm worried about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dangerously addictive.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the show a little bit?
Like what about it?
Just like what it's just like a concept, like what it's about. So people can
pitch it. Pretend I'm Eddie.
Yeah, just pitch it.
Yeah. Pretend you're Thorne.
Just get people excited about the just like talk about what the show is about.
Talk about what the show is about.
Yeah. Remember, I don't know what a pitch is.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is really putting me on the spot. Mm-hmm. I don't like explaining.
This is how Goodman felt. Yeah.
The
show is out already. And you know, guys, I like.
Just like the concept, just like a one-liner.
I like putting it out there.
Yeah.
I like putting it out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But as opposed to – but talking about it isn't
– Even just like a one-liner, just like it's a pretty easy show to describe. So
It is. Yeah.
And
it
people – I think people would enjoy just hearing what the show is about.
Explaining it ruins it though.
Yeah, that's the thing I worry about. No, it's this guy who is a very famous French comedian.
Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.